You're listening to the Retrovore Union Square Market Report.
The weather is getting a bit warmer, and the farmers are shivering a little bit less this week. We start this episode with Ed Huff of Central Valley Farm in Asbury, New Jersey. His family's been farming for 5 generations. They have aged grass-fed cheese, pastured eggs, grass-fed ground beef, and produce when it's in season.
Next, we'll talk to Barbara Olson from Bon Panet Bakery. She's been at the market for 20 years and sells a lovely assortment of breads from sourdough panini to wheat baguettes and an impressive selection of savory focaccias topped with tempting ingredients like rosemary, basil, tomatoes, garlic, and goat cheese. And apparently her breads are so comforting, a certain 4-year-old would rather snuggle with her braided bread loaf than with his teddy bear. We'll tell you more.
Our last visit this week is with the wonderful folks at the Queens County Farm Museum stand, where we chatted with field manager Cannon Kay. The Farm Museum is the oldest farm in New York State. They grow a variety of produce and raise pigs and chickens, as well as producing honey and eggs.
My name is Ed Huff, and the name of the farm is Central Valley Farm. We're predominantly a dairy farm, and we also have chickens. We do sell the raw milk cheese at the New York Union Square Market on Mondays, and we have our eggs there also. The farm is in Hunterdon County, New Jersey. It's been in the family for 5 generations. It's a 125-acre farm, a variety of crops, corn, alfalfa, grass, hay. The cows are predominantly grass-fed. Chickens are also pastured and grass-fed. The cheese is a raw milk cheese. We're predominantly in favor of raw milk products over pasteurized, even though New Jersey not legal to sell raw milk in itself yet. We can sell raw milk cheese anywhere as long as it's aged 60 days or more. So it has to be an aged hard cheese. Our farming practices, we're not certified organic. We were leaning towards organic, kind of shied away from it, with most of our customers just wanting local as well as just as good as organic. But we do incorporate a lot of organic practices. We do keep spraying at a minimum to nothing if it's not necessary, and our fertilizers, our crops, or our fields are supplemented with natural compost materials and eggshells and such things as that. At the farm, we also have vegetables. The vegetables are marketed through a CSA member program where people pick up their vegetables, and the vegetables are handled pretty much organically also, even though we're not certified. We use very little spray, and if we do, it's an organic spray. And fertilizers are all, again, the natural compost materials. We also have grass-fed ground beef that we sell at the farm with our raw milk cheese and our eggs. And the grass-fed ground beef, we do also bring that to the Union Square Market.
My name's Barbara Olson, and the name of the company is Bon Panet and Focaccia Incorporated. We sell brick oven bread and all-natural gourmet focaccia. I've been associated with Green Market since 1988, and I sell in Union Square on Monday, Columbia University on Thursdays, and Grand Army Plaza in Park Slope, Brooklyn on Saturday. As you can see, I haven't put them all out yet, but we have a lot of these gourmet focaccias that we sell. People love them here. They're all natural ingredients. We use a lot of local produce from many of the farmers. During the season through June through November, we use pretty much 90 to 100% local ingredients, which I can pick up on a daily basis from the Green Market that I participate in. We use a lot of all natural organic wheat flours. They're in here, the peasant loaves. People love to dip the olive oil and the fresh herbs with them. We use ciabatta sourdoughs. The French baguettes are great. On the outside of our bread box, we have a picture of a youngster. I guess at the time he was about 4 or 5, and he loved our semolina twisted bread, and he took it home and he wouldn't let it go. So the family never really had it for dinner. He kept it in his room, and of course, eventually it was made into breadcrumbs. Right now, he's about 8 years old. He still loves the bread, and we have a lot of children that shop with us with their parents, and they love to come by here, and I see them since they've grown up. They've been in strollers, and many of them possibly are heading out to college soon. So, because it's been 20 years for me, so through the years, I've seen so many families. I started out with Green Market in 1988. I had been traveling quite extensively when I worked for Simon & Schuster. I used to go on vacation to Italy quite a bit. And I was in this little town called Positano. Well, it's pretty well known. And I saw all these people gathering in the square. They were all heading down this little alleyway, and they were coming out with these little wax papers full of really fresh-looking types of bread with maybe onions coming out of them or rosemary or garlic. And they were all snacking on them as they headed out to work or back to their homes. And I went in there, and it was just a really small little place. And I remembered that I got some. And about 5 years later, I started baking after I left my company, Simon & Schuster Global Company, and had the opportunity to start at a small facility here in New Jersey. I started out with the large trays of the onion, garlic, rosemary, thyme, and then I expanded into more of the like lunch type, dinner type shapes with tomatoes and mushrooms, portobello mushrooms, and eggplant, and etc.
Hi, my name is Kenan Kay. I am the field manager at Queens County Farm Museum, and we're here at the Farmers Market. We're here every Monday in Union Square with Kia here, and we're selling right now, we've been here since November, selling mainly greens, pork, and honey, but we're looking forward to a season full of lots more vegetables. We're going to be growing on 2 acres this season as opposed to about a quarter acre last season, so we're upping production, which is really exciting. We're sort of transitioning on the farm and focusing more on food production, vegetable production, organic, not certified, but organic in practice, and so vegetable production and meat production. We raise pigs, a number of different breeds. Our favorite is the Gloucestershire Old Spot. And we are feeding them on lots of good stuff. Last year, we fed them on some heirloom tomatoes and fallen apples. And now we hooked up with the Brooklyn Brewery, actually. So we're picking up spent grains once a week. And they like those. The spent grains are great. And also, we have chickens. We just got 100 new laying hens, which brings our flock up to 200. And so we're excited to sell our eggs at the farmer's market. And let's see, we've got a number of different greens here. This is actually the first week that we've harvested from our cold frames. We have cold frames that were built back in the 30s, I think, that we've sort of restored and now are producing lots of green stuff. So we've got spicy mix here, arugula, salad mix, which is just amazingly sweet and tasty. And we're going to be harvesting probably for a little while longer from there. We've also been harvesting from raised beds in our greenhouses. Just again, spicy mix, lettuce mix. And we've started our seeds out at the farm. So we're really looking forward to a season full of all sorts of stuff. Leeks, broccoli, tomatoes, peppers, really you name it. We're excited. We're trying everything. So the Queens County Farm Museum has been around for a long time. It's actually the longest continually farmed farm in New York State. And it's undergone a lot of changes, changed a lot of hands over the years. And for the past couple of years, we've really been transitioning, as I said, and focusing more on food production and restoring it to its original purpose, which is food production and farming here in New York State, and serving the local community in Queens and also in Manhattan as much as we can here at the Farmers Market. And we're out on Little Neck Parkway in Floral Park, which is Eastern Queens. So come out to visit really anytime. We have guided tours on Saturdays and Sundays. We're going to start volunteer days and hopefully start up a newsletter soon to let people know more about those days. But we really welcome people anytime, and we're excited to meet more people.
Retrovore.com is growing, and we're pleased to announce that the site is now in beta. You can visit Retrovore.com for information on how to build your own urban garden and get more details about our own Carrie Truman's interview with Leonard Lopate on WNYC. Get well read, get well fed, and get growing.
You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/retrovore and join our Facebook group. The Retrovore Union Square Market Report is produced by Matt and Amy of Retrovore.com. Remember, the future
is in the pasture.
See you next week.